The anti-hydrofracking movement was out in force during Governor Andrew Cuomo's fourth State of the State address yesterday. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, Central New Yorkers who oppose the controversial gas drilling method believe continued protests are making a difference.
For those who oppose fracking, like Colleen Coteau from Cortland County, these pilgrimages to Albany are effective.
The decision hasn't been made about hydrofracking because of people's protests.
For 4 years, the Cuomo administration has put off making a decision on whether to lift a moratorium that stops drilling companies from using the hydraulic fracturing method of extracting natural gas in New York State. And until he makes that decision, people like Emily Bishop of Syracuse will be dogging him, especially during an election year.
I think that's the most important thing, is if we threaten his election with our force, I think that can be really influential to the governor, that New Yorkers keep showing up and keep demanding a ban on fracking in New York State.
Cuomo has said he wants science to lead his decision and is currently waiting for a report on the health impacts of fracking from the state health commissioner. The decision becomes politically touchy because it pits environmental activists versus business interests who contend that the gas drilling industry would be a huge boost to some economically depressed areas of New York State. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.